Mercado di Katawit at Tagagundaway, sa earlier announced by Sammy Mendita, sa in just a few minutes, ay magkakaroon po tayo ng pagkakataon na makumuli ay ma-interview si Bobby Fischer, World Chess Champion, at nasa linya na ba talaga, kasama rin natin ngayong gabi mga kaibigan, si Ginoong Eugene Torre, Aces First Grandmaster, of course. At of course, kasama rin po natin dito ang ating former fiscal, si Fiscal Joe Basco. Ayan, so we can get in touch with Bobby Fischer. Maraming po siyang gustong konsulta rin kay kay Fiscal, ano. So without further ado, I think we have on our line right now the World Chess Champion, Bobby Fischer. Bobby?
Hello. How are you doing, Pablo?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you doing, Bobby?
Very good, thank you.
All right. It's been quite some time since our last interview. I would like to inform you that we have with us inside our booth right now our former Fiscal Joe Basco. As you have known earlier during a previous interview, of course, through the help of Eugene Torre right here. And
great.
Yes.
By the way,
yes.
For American listeners, could you explain what a fiscal is? We don't use that term in the States.
Yes, the fiscal here is the counterpart of a district attorney in the United States. So,
right, okay.
Yes, and he knows a lot about, of course, our laws here. And I understand that Fiscal Basco also knows a lot about U.S. laws, of course. So maybe you might be interested in referring to him, especially regarding things that happened to you back in the States. And, of course, all right, maybe the first question, Bobby. Can you tell us at this point in time, if there have been any significant development regarding your case on the sale of your memorabilia since our last interview with you? We heard that several.
Well, yes. Could Eugene read that fax that I sent to Beacons a few months ago?
Yes, he's right here now.
And then we'll follow up after that. Okay, I'll tell you what new developments there are.
All right. Okay. Here's Eugene. Eugene. Hello, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi. I just want to verify if this is the fax you've sent to Beacons Moving and Storage Company. Okay, I'll read this, Bobby, and you say if you sent this one.
Okay.
This is Budapest, February 25, 1999. To Beacons
via
fax 1626-577-8734. To Beacons Moving and Storage Company, 511 S.O. Period Fair Oaks Avenue, Pasadena, California, 91105-2693, USA. Attention, Linda Carter, General Manager, from R.J. Fischer, care of Paul Benko, Hasman, Putka 2, 1026 Budapest, Hungary. Fax 361-385-4080. And here is your message. Listen, Thick Beacons. You will return to me at once all my property, which you yourselves have stolen from my storage room, 120020, lot number 08200-22739. Dot, 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 or else. Then you sign Bobby Fischer.
I sent that. That's what I sent you, yeah.
So, okay. So
that's on Bobby Ong's internet site, is it?
Yeah. It's already on Bobby Ong's internet, but
been on there for a couple months, not a few months.
Yeah, already. And you know, this is just to make it official, you know. So
right.
We personally verify it on you, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's genuine. I sent that. Those thieves at Beacons never replied. But they gave to their double agent, Bob Ellsworth. You remember, he was the one who was supposed to be paying my bills, but actually he was in collusion with Beacons to rob my stuff. They gave to their double agent, Bob Ellsworth, a tiny fraction of 1% of my stuff to give back to me. Can you imagine this?
Yeah, they gave you back something, huh? That's
well, less than 1% of my stuff.
But less than even a 1%.
Yeah, a fraction of 1%, a small fraction of 1%. So I think instead of Ellsworth and Linda Carter, the general manager of Beacons and the owner of Beacons, going to prison for 20 years, they should only go to prison for 19 years and 11 months.
Anyway, what have they returned to you, you know?
They returned a lot of my scrapbooks, a lot of from newspaper clippings. I had a lot of scrapbooks from newspaper clippings. They returned some of those, or some or all of them, I don't know. They returned a lot of those. They returned my letter from President Nixon that he sent me, but without the envelope, just the letter itself.
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, I don't know if these are the genuine article. These could all be counterfeit. They may have kept the original for themselves. They've had all the time in the world to make copies and falsify this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea whether this letter from President Nixon to me is the genuine article or not. You know, wouldn't surprise me if they kept the genuine article for themselves and made umpteen copies to sell. You know.
Yeah, because
we're dealing with the lowest Jewish piece of shit, so everything's possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They also returned to me my book from President Nixon.
Oh.
Back in, he said that I think it was 88. Mm-hmm. And he signed it, he called me to a great leader, and he underlined the word great.
Oh.
So, which is very strange, because if you read what the Jews say about me, I'm just a total ruin of a human being, no?
Yeah, like you are the lowest, you know, human being.
I'm a ruin. I'm a shambles. I'm a drug addict, alcoholic, a smoker, a lunatic, you know.
Yeah.
I weigh 350 pounds, whatever, no?
Yeah. They write very negative things about you, you know, which is, of course...
But he called me a great leader. How do you explain that? He underlined the word great.
Well, I think it's just... being truthful, you know.
And he sent me this letter, by the way, Eugene. I mean, this book. After I sent the letter to the Encyclopedia Judaica Jerusalem, you know, explaining that I'm not a Jew and I don't want to be included in their book as a Jew, you know.
How
do you explain that? After that letter, he still calls me a great leader.
Well, I think because he saw in you, you know. You are a man of principle, you know, you fight for your rights, maybe.
You know what else he supposedly said to somebody? It was also, I heard that he said, I like Bobby because he's a fighter.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah. And this telegram he sent me was very interesting, too. He talked about how I fought my way back. He sent me this telegram after I won the match. And it was a very interesting telegram because it talked about the classification. I think it said the classification was like open or whatever. But anyway, it came through the U.S. Embassy in Reykjavik. But that's they kept that for themselves, of course. And they've kept, as I say, over 99% of the stuff for themselves. They returned one of my bank books. Can you imagine they auctioned off this bank book twice. Once to whoever they auctioned it off to originally, then they auctioned it off to their agent Ellsworth. And, you know, can you imagine an active bank book? They've auctioned off twice.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So if this is not against some federal law, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
They've stolen and auctioned off twice a bank book, an active bank book in L.A.
Mm.
And they've kept another bank book. They kept a bank book that I had, believe it or not, in Sarajevo. I took it out in about 1970 when I was there. I think I had about $1,000 or $2,000 in there. Which is not much money, but today with interest, assuming the bank is still existing after the war they had there, it would be some nice money.
Yeah.
But in any event, I think they're interested more in the bank book, the collector's item, you know.
How about some letters? Did you get also some personal letters?
Yes, I got a few letters from my mom. I got a few letters from Klingerich. I got a few letters from Spassky. I got one letter from Zita Raichani.
And
it was a girlfriend of mine. We had a lot of correspondence. She sent me dozens of letters and presents and stuff, and they deemed it generous to give me back one letter. They kept all the letters. All those letters were in my safe, all together. They went through more. They went, we'll give Fisher back one letter. We have enough stuff to make, you know, for ourselves. Give him back one out of dozens.
So,
they kept up with all the photo albums for themselves, many hundreds of photos, maybe thousands of photos. They kept the key to the city of Buenos Aires and all my clothes and all my books and magazines. Oh, they returned four books out of the thousands of books I had up there. They returned about four books. They returned, they returned the statue of my head.
That's good.
They kept the three horses statue. And they kept, like I said, that wooden telephone, and they kept just about everything else. I don't know, this is some kind of a public relations stunt, I think, you know what I mean?
Well, I hope.
On Beaker's part. Huh?
I hope they have a change of heart and they change for the better and return
all
the property.
No, these are Jews, Eugene. No, this is strictly, this was planned when they robbed my stuff.
Maybe you got to,
they know I'm honest, and they know I have to admit that certain things have been returned to me, and then they're going to bask in the Kutubushki, you know?
Maybe
filthy pieces of shit.
Maybe, Bobby, maybe God can touch their hearts.
No, no, look, okay. Jews, the wandering Jews, their hearts have been hardened against Christ, against decency for thousands of years. A lot of people have been hoping that for thousands of years. It never happened, and it's never going to happen. They're going to have to be annihilated, Eugene.
Okay.
And then, you can't soften up their heart, no way. It reminds me, I heard of the BBC a couple of years ago, some Russian play. They said, what is the difference between a repentant thief, a reformed prostitute, and a converted, no, not what is the, in which way is a converted, no, in which way is a repentant thief, a reformed prostitute, and a converted Jew all alike? Which way are they all alike?
Yeah, well, which way are they all alike?
They're all exactly the same as they were before.
Anyway, I give you first to Pablo again, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby.
All right. Yes. I've been listening to you and you did. At least something positive came out of our previous interview because although it's not substantial, they already started to give back some of your memorabilia, isn't it?
Well, I don't count a fraction of 1%. They shouldn't get any credit for that at all.
Yeah, but
they should maybe get 1 month or 2 months off of their prison time, you know?
Mm-hmm. At least it's a start, don't you think so?
No, I think they planned this from the very beginning. No.
Oh, really, huh?
Yeah.
So you
don't think so? I don't think it's a start at all, no.
You don't expect that more of what you've lost would be returned back to you in the future?
Well, again, they may try some more public relations, but it will never be 100%, and it will always be just a tiny, tiny fraction of what they stolen from me, you know. They have stolen. I checked the records. I sent Eugene another list of 22 boxes. They have stolen at least 150 boxes, probably a lot more, or maybe up to 200 boxes of stuff, plus tons of bags of stuff, plus freestanding stuff, plus two huge file cabinets of stuff, plus a big 2,000 pounds safe of stuff. They stole all the stuff in that room, including the file cabinets and the safes. They stole every fucking thing that took me a lifetime to earn, to preserve, and to store and to save. They just stole everything. They want to destroy my heritage, my legacy, my image. This was planned. Returning this tiny fraction of stuff was planned. You know, I don't think they like me going around saying they stole bank books, active bank books. Mm-hmm. So they returned an active bank book in L.A. I don't know whether they withdrew the money or not because they have plenty of my ID up there to they may have withdrawn the money. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just may have pretended they're me. They could easily have withdrawn the money with all the identification up there.
Mm-hmm. So you think all of those things have been sold in an auction already?
Yeah. Well, here's what I understand from Rosemary Choate. This is the wife of my attorney, or now he's my ex-attorney, because in my opinion, he's in on this whole goddamn thing.
All right.
But what I understand is Beacon sold everything to somebody or other, one buyer, and now this buyer has been auctioning off tiny amounts here and there, or selling tiny amounts here and there.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, I think in any event, all of it is staying in the Jews' hands. I think all these auctions and all these sales are basically for show. It's all staying in the Jews' hands. They're going to try to exploit this stuff for all it's worth, but it's only going to go up in value, you see. And also, why sell it when you can license it? And, you know, it's like Christ with the loaves of bread, you know, and the fish, right? You just, it keeps going and going and going and going. Why give up the original stuff when you can exploit it forever, you see?
I see.
So I think all of this stuff is remaining in Jewish hands. It's probably in the hands of the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith. One of their Jew agents probably has it somewhere now.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to do everything so you can get it all back.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing now. I'm attacking the United States. The United States government was back at this because Beacons never would have done this without the approval of the U.S. government because this is criminal stuff. You know, they would promise the Pasadena police wouldn't do anything and the press would be mum about it, see? But I'm going to keep on exposing it, yeah. So at least they're going to pay in terms of the Jews are going to pay and the U.S. government is going to pay in terms of their image and Beacons is going to pay in terms of their image. But I don't expect to get back more than a very tiny amount of this stuff.
I see. So you think the U.S. government is involved in this latest development where Beacons gave the few things to you? You think the U.S.
government... No, I thought the U.S. government was involved in the robbery in advance because I'm sure Bob Ellsworth and Beacons would never have done this without the promise that from the U.S. government that they won't go to jail. Because this is criminal stuff. This stuff is worth... tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's no joke.
All right. Bobby...
We never would have done this without the approval, without the permission of the U.S. government. No way. No way.
All right. Bobby...
Don't forget, Pablo, the yes. U.S. government wants to put me in prison for 10 years. This was basically a government expropriation of my stuff under cover of Beacons. You understand?
Yes, I do. Bob, I would like to ask for just a few minutes, okay? Maybe just a few seconds. We have this ongoing promo at our station right now, and we're going to feature just a few reminders for our listeners, and I'll be back with you in a second after a reminder. And we're back with Bobby Fischer on the line, still live from Hungary. Bob, I'm giving you back Eugene. He has a few questions for you.
Okay. Hello, Bobby. This is Eugene.
Hi.
People are just wondering, you know, why the police are not acting. Because, for example, they think that, for example, if this happened to, let's say, Kasparov, or let's say Spielberg, you know, he's a well-known, in my opinion, they will act right away, no? Or, I mean, here is no action, completely zero action, you know?
Let us not forget, Eugene, I was tortured in the Pasadena jailhouse for 2 days. Remember that?
Oh,
it was way back in about 1980-81.
Oh,
I wrote a booklet about it. They stolen a few hundred copies of that booklet, too. Beacons have stolen a lot of those booklets from me, too. So the Pasadena police are completely corrupt and controlled by the Jews, you know.
So that's why they're not acting, no action at all, no?
Well, they have instructions from the U.S. government and from World Jewry not to do anything, you know. This Bob Ellsworth, this dirty Jew Bob Ellsworth is a terrible coward. He would never, never have pulled this without being, a promise that he wouldn't be touched, you know.
Oh, I see.
Well, who do you hope he can say with this Linda Carter bitch at Beacons? Incidentally, Eugene, this Linda Carter, the general manager of the Beacons branch of Pasadena, she's not the lovely and talented Linda Carter Wonder Woman, you know.
Wonder Woman? She's also Linda Carter.
No, she is not. She's just a filthy cunt.